the crime. You might shoot me down. I might shoot you down, murder you right here. That'd be murder. But still, you'd be breaking the law, wouldn't you? If you'd murder me.
Yeah.
All right? You go out here and drive over 55 miles an hour, whether you're caught or not. If you drive over 50 miles an hour, you're breaking the law. If you drive 60 miles an hour, you're breaking the law. Ain't you?
Yeah.
All right, what's the difference in that and murder?
Well,
it's the penalties that when you're caught, it is really one of them. A lot of people get by with murder, but the penalties are different. And consequence is, I believe that if you once saved, you're always saved, no matter how much you sin. I don't believe go out there and willfully do these things willfully. But we sin lots of times, and the omission of sin is a great sin. I mean, the omission of doing things. In other words, to do good, and you don't do it, and you know to do good and don't do it, you're sinning. It's a sin. It's a different types, all right. It's hard to categorize all of them.
Yeah.
But then, it's just like you. Or any other boy, that a man, a woman, either one, that goes out and just like the prodigal son, he went out against his father's will, and one thing or another. But he loved him just as much as he did the other son when he come back. He come back and asked his father to forgive him and to take him as a hired hand. He didn't feel like he ought to be a member of the family. Humbled himself. And that's my thought about the, and maybe lots of other people as far as that part's concerned, but that's one of the Baptist people, once saved, always saved.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, if you're really born into the kingdom of God, you're a child of God. If you all of us here on earth are children of God. He made us, didn't he? And consequence is, but then we have to be reborn again, turn about and strive. I don't think it means, by no means, that the fact of business is by the grace of God are we saved, not through our works.
Mr. Harvey, let me ask you, what sort of things brought the community together when you were younger?
Well, a revival meeting was a great thing to bring the community together, the Baptists and Methodists and everybody. Never have a revival. Well, there's all in the Baptist church, the Methodist church, that's about the only churches we had out here in the country especially. Well, they had attended a revival, you see, and have a good time, and then get something from it too, you know. Week, sometimes 2 weeks of revivals. They'd have a special time of the year when as a rule, when the crop